Do you know what my favorite part of the job is? My favorite part of the job is helping people. And sometimes, Cliff and Kendall, we're at our best when we're helping people. And this week's bonus classic episode is episode 102, Squashing Family Squabbles. You just listen and you'll never have another squabble with your family again. Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
What a rude 4 indeed. Bitch.
What a bitch. Do y'all role play, Kendall?
Do I role play?
Yeah.
I role play that I'm getting some more rolls at the Thanksgiving table.
Zing.
Obesity, sass, fiber bars, disco stick. You know the drill. It's time for Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh.
Oops. What are you doing over there?
I'm telling you, I'm having family troubles over here.
Family trouble, Kendall. This is the time of the year.
Cliff, did you have a wonderful Thanksgiving?
Of the season for loving, but it's the time of the year for family squabbling. And I did have a good Thanksgiving. How about you? Were you thankful?
Oh, I was thankful for all that food until the moment after I ate it, and then I was no longer thankful that I ate it.
Oh my God, Kendall! I swore I wouldn't gain 37 pounds.
But we did.
But I did.
Well, I had my in-laws in. They were
fine.
We watched Christmas Vacation. Everything was wonderful. So
did you listen to our 100th episode around the Thanksgiving dinner table?
Everyone, let's give thanks as we listen to this 3-hour episode of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
More yams. More clips. Oh, God, Kendall.
Yams. God!
Did you know yams are not sweet potatoes?
I did know that because I made the mistake of buying sweet potatoes one time and I was unpleasantly surprised when they were white on the inside instead of orange.
I think you're mistaken. You bought yams and they were white.
Oh, I'm backwards. Sorry. Whatever it was,
you're
I bought
backwards.
The wrong one.
No, you are so backwards.
Backwards. I'm ass backwards.
You are bass ackwards. Poe Buddy's nerfed.
Exactly.
Kendall, what do you do to avoid family troubles at the holidays?
Well, the problem is I don't.
Oh.
I try.
Kendall's mama has got to leave the room.
Nothing to do with my mama. I try and I try. You know, I think, you know, you and I both are just too nice. That is
we
our problem.
We are nice.
And all
we
I ever are. Try to do is to make everyone happy. And you,
yeah,
can't make everyone happy. You just can't.
No.
So stop trying.
No, you can't.
Bitch.
That's right. I stopped trying a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I have been much happier these past 27 years.
We stopped trying to make our listeners happy. We just do 3-hour episodes whenever we feel like it.
It was long about episode 2. We decided to just make ourselves
do whatever
happy.
We want. Listeners, settle in. This is a big 4-hour extravaganza on family.
Kendall.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Seriously.
Hold what? On. Somebody. It's funny. The other day, I was watching TBS, where our show is syndicated.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and I was listening to a show where somebody was trying to chat me, mm-hmm, while we were chatting. And I just talked and talked about how, oh why are people trying to chat me while we're chatting? And somebody was doing it again. And I don't mean to be rude. What? Listen, this is a live show. What should I tell this person? What should I tell them?
You should
right
tell
now while
them
they're trying to chat me
that they are live on the air with Cliff and Kendall. Do they have any, you know, hot button issues
no
they would like to ask?
No. I want to know how this is like when your Uncle Morty comes over and says, "Give me a kiss, Kendall." How do you politely say, "Leave me alone, Uncle Morty"?
Well, see, we're too nice, so we just say, "Here's a big kiss, Uncle Morty." That's our
we
problem.
Are too. I don't know. I don't even know what happened to that bubble box. But anyway, I was about to say something great.
Did you say something.
Bubbles? Uh-huh. Kendall, Bubbleology? That test was so unfair!
Oh, my God.
No, I'm kidding. I wish they hadn't chatted me because I was about to make a great point about family and about squabbling.
About squabbles.
About squabbles. Give me all your squabbles. And I worked hard for these figurines. What was I about to say?
I don't know. Do we need to take an early break so you can gather your thoughts?
Yes, we do. Let's take a commercial break and we'll be right back after this.
Oh, okay.
Don't touch that dial. There's more sass on the way. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Well, it's the holiday season again, and you know what that means. But you don't have to gain 20 pounds. Not again. Not this year. You can relax with Cliff and Kendall brand relaxatives. Eat all you want and just eat all away. Relax and take it easy. Everything goes down easier with Cliff and Kendall relaxatives. We don't condone bulimia or anorexia or Bulgaria, but a nice rarely killed anyone. Smile from the inside out this holiday season with Cliff and Kendall brand relaxatives. Sold at CVS, Walgreens, and Duane.
And now welcome back to our show.
All right, Cliff, and we're back.
I don't know what I was going to say. I'm well, sorry, everybody.
I'm glad we took that commercial break.
I'm sorry. You know, it was good. It was... All right. Oprah is going off the air and is leaving an hour every afternoon just fat enough for two big old fatzos from Nashville.
Well, you know, no one could fill her shoes, but we sure will try.
We could fill her sofa.
I did see that, and I thought...
If they expand it, here we are.
Now, you know, I don't claim to be a psychic or anything, but 2 weeks ago, honestly, I was thinking to myself, wonder if Oprah's ever going to go off the air. I expect to hear her soon say, I don't need to do this show anymore. I got tons of money. And well, I swear to God, I saw on the news, and I thought, am I hallucinating? Because I think I was drunk when I saw it.
You know what it's... Because she's going to have her own cable network.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she'll just do a show on there.
Yeah, probably.
So it's not like she's given... And obviously she could do everything for free and do nothing. But I feel like that's what she's going to do. But that... I am so glad that I thought of that. Because I would have been editing this show. And I would have had to edit in some comments about us taking Oprah's place. So,
oh man. Well, now.
But anyway, Kendall.
Wait a minute. What? You just said that. You interrupted what I was going to say. Now I've forgotten what I was going
to
say.
Oh no! Let's go to we can't go to another commercial break. Tonight.
We are so off. Go ahead. Whatever you're
saying. You know why we're off? Family troubles.
It is family trouble. It is making me crazy.
It is crazy. I don't know. What?
I know what I was going to say.
Oh.
So, okay.
What is up with this family troubled episode?
Cliff, this week on our Facebook page, someone did comment that there was a little trouble downloading our podcast. And I thought we should just tell our listeners, if anybody has had any trouble, it is our server. And we're sorry. We are just too obese for our server. And
we're
if they have any problems, to just delete the episode and re-download it. Or if you have, you know, multiple problems, just unsubscribe and resubscribe to our podcast. I swear to God, it will work.
And, you know, if you have lots of problems, we love you so much. Just tell us, and we'll drive you over a burned CD
of the show. We'll email you personally the show.
We'll come do the show in front of you.
With audio commentary. We'll do it.
We've got nothing else to do. We'll
sing a song right in front of you.
You provide the fiber bars, and we'll be there to do the show right in front of you.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Family.
Oh, when they're squabbling, Kendall, can you handle it? Do you want to know? I had the researchers in the research department of Cliff and Kendall Incorporated look up some tips.
Flipping away at pages.
They brain searched. They brainstormed.
Yes.
And soul searched.
Soul searched.
Some tips to help everybody out there with their family.
What are some tips, Cliff? What are some
number one thing, Kendall, you want to do when you're having a family kerfluffle at holiday time?
Yeah.
You just want to stay calm, you know? There's an old saying that I made up. It's called, don't sweat the little things.
I made it up.
Majors. And, you know, because it's just like if your plants are dusty and your mom's coming over, she doesn't care. You know what I'm talking about, Kendall?
I do. My mom doesn't care about the dusting, but she does care if I get mugged.
She does. Well, we know. I don't care if you get mugged or something crazy happens, a bomb explodes in your face, you get hit by a car, something crazy.
It's dangerous.
We don't even want to know. It is dangerous.
I won't tell you all the terrible things that's happened.
But Kendall, stay calm in the face of a family mishap.
Inhale. Yeah. Exhale.
Exhale.
A big old belch.
Number two. This leads into number two. Perfect segue, Kendall, again. Except everyone. You just accept them. Because you might have a crazy Republican second cousin that you just want to punch in the throat. But you know what? It's Christmas.
Punch in the throat?
Yeah, that would hurt them.
That's
where Republicans deserve to be punched.
It's Christmas and we're all miserable.
That's right. But it's Christmas and let's accept everybody. Okay, everybody?
Put away your differences for this one holiday season.
That's right. What you ought to do while you're wrapping your gifts, wrap up your differences and put them in the closet and reopen them the day after Christmas.
I thought you were going to say, give them to somebody else.
Give them to somebody else.
Here, Cliff, here's all my problems. Merry Christmas.
You know, another thing you want to do is you want to lighten up. You want to join in the party.
I've been trying for 28 years to lighten up.
Lighten up.
Tell me the solution and I'll do it.
You want to have a sense of humor. If everybody's sitting around real dour-faced at the Christmas table, you know what you ought to do.
Tell some bad jokes.
Put on our 100th episode in the background.
That's sure to cheer everybody up.
That's what's going to cheer everybody up, Kendall.
Or it could incite some family issues.
It might. You know, it'll. It's like it's a conversation piece, that 100th episode. That's what it is.
Well, they can listen to that, have a lot of problems, and listen to this episode to figure out how to fix them.
That's the truth. Now, ain't it the truth?
Humor is the best medicine, Cliff.
It is. I need some.
I do too.
I need a double dose.
Hey, Cliff.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's time for a double dose of family trouble, bad jokes.
Family trouble jokes.
Okay, I'm going to start out because I've got a double helping of jokes this week.
Double whammy.
Now, Cliff, two cannibals.
No whammy.
Two cannibals.
What?
Two cannibals.
Oh, no.
People eaters. A father and a son were elected by the tribe to go out and get something to eat. They walked deep into the jungle and waited.
I am having a ball already.
Well, they waited by this path, right? Now, before long, along came this old man. And the son said, oh, Dad, there's one. And the father said, no, there's not enough meat on that one to even feed the dogs. We'll just wait. So, then a little later, along came this really fat man. Named Kendall. And the son said, hey, Dad, he's plenty big enough. And the father said, no, we'll die of a heart attack from the fat in that one man. We'll just wait.
Yep.
So about an hour later, here comes this absolutely gorgeous woman. And the son said, there's nothing wrong with that one, Dad. Let's eat her. And the father said, no, we'll not eat her either. And the son says, well, why not? And he says, because we're going to take her back alive and eat your mother. He knew how to deal with family issues.
He knew it. That is a dysfunctional family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kendall, speaking of dysfunctional families, Mike and Bob had just finished the first 9 holes in their round of golf. And it was obvious, Kendall, that Mike was having just an awful day.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Gee,
this
Mike.
Is full of belching.
You're not your old. It's family troubles. It gives everybody these gas attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Says Bob, says, gee, Mike, you know, you're just not your old self today. What's the matter? Mike, looking pretty glum, he said, I think Connie's dead. My God, that's terrible, said Bob. But you said you only think your wife is dead? Aren't you sure? Well, I just don't know, responded Mike. The sex is still the same, but the dishes are piling up. They're piling up, Kendall.
I think I've told that one before. Now, Cliff.
Yeah.
Three women were in a bar talking about their husbands and how they made love.
That sounds like a wonderful Sex in the City episode.
Oh, it's a good start of a joke, that's for sure. Now, this first woman said, my husband is a psychologist, and before we make love, he brings me flowers and candy. I like that.
Whoa.
Now, the second woman proclaimed, my husband is a mechanic. He makes love a little rough, but really tuned my engine. I like that. Now, the third woman, she says, well, my husband works for Microsoft, and all he does is sit on the edge of the bed and tell me how good it's going to be when I finally get it.
Uh-oh.
That's a little joke for all you non-Mac users out there.
All you Microsoft people out there. All right, Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
A drunk walks out of a bar with a key in his hand, and he's stumbling back and forth, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, there's this cop on the beat outside, and he sees him, and he approaches. And he said, can I help you, sir? Well, yeah. Somebody stole my car, the drunk man replies. So the cop asks, where was your car the last time you saw it? It was on the end of this key, the man replies. Now, about that time, Kendall, the cop looks down and sees the man's wang is hanging out of his fly for all the world to see. And he asks the man, he says, sir, are you aware that you are exposing yourself? Momentarily confused, Kendall, the drunk looks down at his crotch and without missing a beat, blurts out, I'll be damned. My girlfriend's gone too. He was getting a big old BJ.
Oh my God. Okay, well, Cliff.
BJ time.
After watching a rather hot love scene on cable, this husband, he looked over at his wife and says, how come you never make love to me like that? And the wife, she says, are you kidding me? Do you have any idea how much they pay those people to do that?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, when asked by their host if she would like...
Oh, she wanted to get paid?
Never mind. When another...
That's dysfunctional.
When asked by their host if she would like another drink, this attractive blonde bowed her head and said, no, thank you. My husband limits me to one drink. And the host says, well, why is that? And she says, because after one drink, I can feel it. After two drinks, anyone can.
Oh, whoa.
What a filthy slut.
All right, you're going to like this one.
Okay, good. Shall I leave the room?
You may want to leave it. Little Johnny!
Oh.
He is in school, and Kendall, I don't know why, but the teacher, she says, for today's lesson class...
I don't know why.
She didn't say that. For today's lesson, she says, we're going to be learning the word contagious and how to use it in a sentence. Can anybody give me an example of how this word might be used? And little Johnny is the only kid who puts up his hand, Kendall. And the teacher says, nobody else knows how to use the word contagious in a sentence? And she looks around and then she reluctantly, you know, nobody puts up their hands. She says, okay, little Johnny, use contagious in a sentence. And little Johnny says, my daddy used it today. He went to the front window and saw my mom mowing the grass. Then he said, what the fuck is she doing using the push mower? It's gonna take that cunt ages. Can you believe little Johnny would say that in the middle of a classroom?
That was a dysfunctional story. And
that's
this is a dysfunctional podcast.
Yes, it is.
I am crying over here. My audio has peaked, I'm sure of it. I gotta take a break.
Okay.
Let's take a break, and listeners, we'll be right back after this.
Don't go away. We'll be right back after these messages. Or after Cliff and Kendall return from the refrigerator, whichever happens first.
Hi there, and happy holidays from Cliff and Kendall. If you're anything like us, you're obese and you love to decorate your home for Christmas. But sometimes you just can't get your home Christmassy enough. Well, have we got a treat for you. Cliff and Kendall's new Christmas Toilet Bowl Water. Just drop one tablet in your toilet tank each week, and it's Christmas in your John. Your toilet bowl water turns red when mixed with urine, and green with every flush. And best of all, it releases a fresh cinnamon and pine scent with each bowel movement. Yes, Cliff and Kendall's new Christmas Toilet Bowl Water, sold only at Duane Reade, the world's classiest drugstore.
Hey, thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, the official podcast of the holidays.
Well, my lawyer told me yesterday the case against me was airtight. He told me I'd be doing time, way more than just a knife. Didn't think they'd ever catch me. Can't believe I'm going to jail. I'm really not the criminal type. I hope that I make bail. You see, I come from a functional family, never had enough abuse. My daddy worked 9 to 5, my mama never touched the booze. I wasn't beaten or neglected, never sexually molested. Yes, I only have myself to blame for this mess.
All right, Cliff. Whoa. We're back with this dysfunctional podcast.
Oh, I got in so many family fights in that commercial break.
Good. So, Cliff, last week we asked our listeners a question.
Did we?
We did. What question was that, Cliff?
Boy, you know, we got so many responses to the question, how do you deal with your family at the holidays?
What a fitting question for this podcast.
What a fitting question.
Now, we only had one caller this week. I know we had a lot of people on our Facebook to reply, but people are busy with their holiday shopping.
They can't be holiday calling. Time.
They can't be calling, so I'm going
to
play our
they
one.
They can't be bothered to call us every minute of every day.
No. Okay, but I'm going to play this one call for us here.
All right.
My name is Charles, and I'm a contractor, and I was just calling to answer the question, what do you do to put up with your family during the holidays? Well, the number one thing that I do is I can't stand them. My trailer gets real crowded around Christmas time and Thanksgiving time and winter solstice time. And so what I really do when my family's all in there crowded up in my business is I pretend that I'm the lead character in a video game because I like to play video games. And I like to pretend that what I gotta do to get the gold coins floating above their heads is I gotta make them happy or tell them a joke, because sometimes I tell them jokes that I heard on your show, like the one about the two homos who had sex with decapitated corpses and one of them got a BJ, but a girl, he couldn't find her head or something like that there. So that's what I do. That's what I did last Christmas, sitting around the Christmas tree right after the last gift had been opened. I told him a dirty joke that I done heard on your show. So that's all I just wanted to tell you how I put up with my family. And I do wish you all a happy holiday and a Merry Christmas.
Well, such a devoted listener that he tells our bad jokes around
how
the Christmas
nice.
Tree.
We gave him a couple, Contagious, that's a new one he can tell this Christmas around, yes. around the Christmas tree.
It'll take her ages. Okay, tell us what people said on Facebook.
All right, well, when asked, not for what are you thankful, when asked, mm-hmm. how do you handle your family at Christmas time?
Uh-huh.
Al, he said he works a lot. Brent White, weirdo.
Weirdo.
He said that he digs a lot of graves. Jim, he said usually a couple of days of involuntary commitment makes them more pleasant. Jennifer, a girl after our own hearts here, she said lots of strong drinks.
Oh.
Deirdre said that she drinks too, another girl after our own heart. Amanda, another girl after all of our listeners are people after our own heart. I'm going to stop introducing them that way. Amanda, she says she focuses on the food. There's plenty of pie to go around. Now, Alfred, he says he said he tips it. He said tip it. And do you know what that means, Kendall?
I'm afraid to focus on that.
You are not in the know. You are out of the know, Kendall. Do you know that you're out of the know?
If you're referring to the sexual act of tipping it, then I know what you're talking about, but I'm not going to elaborate.
I'm out of the know. What is the sexual act of tipping?
What are you talking about? No, you tell me first what you're talking about.
No, mine is not sex. You tell me. Yes, mine's not sex.
Oh, then you set me up for this, bitch.
No, I didn't. I don't know what you're talking about.
You've never heard of tipping.
No. I've heard of cow tipping.
No idea what the term tipping as a sexual reference is.
I have no clue.
Where instead of full penetration, you just tip it.
With the tip.
With the tip of the rectal penis.
Okay, hold on. Now, what I looked up with tip it was there's a phrase, you say, I'm going to tip it to Bob Marley, which is after you've smoked a doobie, you tip the last part of it, supposedly to Bob Marley, because he was a big doobie head. I think that's what Alfred meant when he sparks up a doobie to get over his family. But now, what also came up when I Googled tip it was Ghost Ride My Tip, which is about that, the tip of a wang.
Well, see, then why did you not know about it if you read that?
I didn't know anything about it. I didn't make the connection.
You need to get in the know.
I was out of the know, everybody! But anyway, that's when you ghost ride my tip. That means you stand beside somebody with an erection and give them a hand job, like you were ghost riding a vehicle, which is which they got that. Kendall, do you know what ghost ride the whip is?
No.
That is when you're driving and you put your car in neutral and you turn the music up real loud and you get out and you dance on the hood of the car.
Oh, well, I've been doing it all these years and had no idea what the name was.
Is that not the funniest thing you ever heard? Like, I'm just going to get out. I'm driving along. I'm just going to get out and dance on the hood for a while.
Sorry, I'm going to sound like my mother for a second. That sounds dangerous.
Doesn't it, though? Funny. And didn't we all learn a lot in that, listeners?
We did. I learned a lot about tipping it in several ways.
Now, let's tip it for the holidays, everybody.
Now, listeners, just tip your eggnog. Listeners, next week, our question of the week is going to be, what is your favorite Christmas memory? Because every year,
is last year, a long time ago, I got this bicycle for Christmas, right?
Oh, Cliff, we don't want to hear about it.
I didn't even want this bicycle.
Every year, you and I tell our favorite Christmas memory. If it was on a test, Cliff and Kendall, the test, it would be on there.
What's your favorite one?
Oh, about the Big Bird easel. We all know it. And we know yours was about the bicycle.
Oh, and you found the Big Bird easel in the shed. Oh.
So everybody knows
and
ours.
Your mom,
so I want you to give us a call.
She didn't say that.
Listeners, I want you to call in and tell us what your favorite Christmas memory is at 818-308-4FAT. That's 4328. Or you can go onto our Facebook page at facebook.com/Cliff and Kendall. And tell us on there what your favorite Christmas memory is. Please
well, you might
tell
as
us.
Well.
Tell us because it's the Christmas season.
Let's not have a family squabble.
Let's not have a family squabble.
About it.
Now, it is time, I think, Cliff, if you agree with me, that it is time to hear from a lovely person that we have not had on our show in a while, and I have missed this
Alan?
Person.
Where's Alan?
No. Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Charm with an etiquette tip. What do you say?
All right.
Hello, my lovelies. It's Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Charm here, and I'm back with another etiquette tip for all you out there concerned with doing things the right way. It is the holiday time in my neck of the woods, even though it feels more like spring in my heart. I'm in love now, more than I have been in, well, let's just say decades and decades and decades. Oh, I remember the first holiday I was in love. That was on what we called Cropper Day back in 19... never you mind. Oh, sometimes I feel as though I've been alive so long, I must have had it at one point been frozen for over 50 years. But if I was, I have no memory of that. Our wonderful government will be happy to know. Oh, and as this show tells us, families have all kinds of problems, or quandaries, as we called them when I was a girl. I fell into a deep quandary with my mother over whether or not I should go to school. I was about to advance to third grade, and that was as high as a girl's education typically took her back then. She thought I was getting to be above my raising, since I was born just a dirt farmer's daughter. But I remember fighting hard to stay in school. I stayed in school up through the eighth grade, which today would be like a female earning 7 PhDs. Oh, imagine progress. Which brings me to my point, and what this whole show is about, sticking up for yourself. I actually coined that phrase, you know. It was back in the days when people would routinely put up signs written on pieces of extra wood in the front yards of poor, homely girls. Oh, well, one day I got tired of it and put up a sign that read, "Lovely girl with just enough money." Hung my wooden sign right up on a stick standing in my front yard. And my mother said, "Girl, what are you doing?" And I said, "Mother, I am... well, I guess you could say I'm sticking up for myself," and bam, the phrase was coined. Oh, I coined that phrase too. The phrase to coin a phrase. It was shortly after I'd married my third husband, Arthur. You wouldn't know him. And I found a new coin on the street one day. I just picked it up being thriftly, and later my therapist asked, "How did picking that coin up make you feel?" And I said that it felt very good, just like making up a new phrase. And she said, "Well, there you go, our time is up." And according to the blinking red light here in my sound booth, my time is up too. Oh, happy holidays, everyone out there. And remember, just because things might be terrible doesn't mean they can't be nice. Toodaloo!
Oh, thank you.
Oh, how thank you, Mrs. Nice.
She just knows it all.
Yes, she does. So what else is happening with families? Cliff, do you have any more suggestions?
The last tip that my researchers here at Cliff and Kendall Institute came up with was drink heavily. Which,
oh, well.
Obviously, a lot of our listeners already...
I subscribe to that.
They already knew it. They already do it, Kendall.
We all subscribe to that.
We all do. Kendall, I got, you know, this show is about helping people.
Yes.
It is.
I think it's time for us to help some people. What do you think?
I think so, too.
Think about it. Maybe he wastes too much time about it.
You've got questions. We've got answers. Ask Cliff and Kendall. All right, Cliff, let's help some people. Let's help
all
some
right.
people out there today. Go ahead
let's
and you start us out.
This letter here, let me find, where is it?
You want me to start?
No, here it is.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this letter, Kendall, it says, "Dear Cliff and Kendall, please do not read this as part of your mailbag segment, but as part of your, remember when y'all did that segment, mailbag? This is, please... read this as part of Dear Cliff and Kendall."
Okay, good.
"Dear Cliff and Kendall, I am a 49-year-old man married not so happily, I must admit."
Mm.
Sounds like he's having a family squabble.
Yep.
"I have a female friend I've known for 8 years. Uh-huh. We were both in outside sales in a similar industry and gradually got to know each other and became inseparable. She is also married, Cliff and Kendall. It seemed we were hanging out together almost every day. We have not had sex, but have done some sexual teasing, usually after a few cocktails." You think they might have been tipping it?
Maybe. That might be a little too... That might be like third base.
That's, yeah. Remember we had that episode where we talked about what bases were?
Yeah, that I think that categorizes third base right there.
Okay. Anyway, they've been tipping it, and it seems like... it seems lately that they are even closer. We have so much in common, Cliff and Kendall. We laugh and kid around. I want it to move forward. She stated the other day, 'I love you, but am not in love with you.'" Huh? He wrote that. Huh?
What the hell does that mean?
He didn't write that. "I have made a mistake and have fallen in love with this girl. And she says she loves me too. But I am getting the feeling that I am the brother friend or just some friend for life. When we are together, we have so much fun. I do not usually do this, but here it is, Cliff and Kendall. What to do? I cannot take it. Signed, Sleepless in Seattle. It's really signed that.
Well, what a cliche. okay, first of all, I love how in that entire letter, he didn't really mention his wife. Now look, he made a commitment to that wife, and I think if he is having second thoughts, he needs to talk to his wife first of all. Can't just be playing seconds on the side with whoever you want to.
Talk to that old battle axe at home.
Yeah, if he's not happy with her, he needs to talk to her and move on.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he either gets together with this new person or he finds someone else. But if he's unhappy, he should move on and quit, you know, pretending to her.
Quit fronting, Sleepless in Seattle.
Quit fronting. What do you think?
I know. Well, I agree. I think that they need to... He needs to have it out with his wife, and this girl who he's been tipping it with needs to have it out with her husband.
Yeah, I mean,
and so, but now what?
Interesting though. I mean, as interesting now, as he is.
This reminded me of an episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, as most things in life do. And Kendall, there was one episode where Murray, Mary's friend at work, he said he was in love with her. He was married.
Ooh.
But Mary, you know, she said the same thing to him. She said, I love you, but Murray, I'm not in love with you, and I never will be.
I have to tell people that all the time.
You do?
No.
That you're in love with them?
No.
No. Well, I know what you tell people all the time. Pass the ketchup.
No, pass the cheesecake.
Pass the cheesecake.
So, I have...
Could you put more whipped cream on that? That's what you tell people.
I'll have fries with that. Now, dear Cliff and Kendall, I have a letter here too. I'm going to read to our listeners. Dear Cliff and Kendall, my wife and I have been married 3 years. We married later in life. I was divorced and she had been a widow for 8 years. Now, the problem we're having is she continues to want to spend the holidays with her deceased husband's family. They are nice people, but I feel uncomfortable with it. We have talked about starting our own traditions. She didn't say that. But she insists that she doesn't want to cut those ties. I feel like I'm living with a ghost sometimes. I have spoken to her, to other members of her family. They have agreed that she needs to cut those ties, but my wife is being stubborn about changing her holiday routine. Your thoughts on this, please. Living with a ghost in Kansas.
What I think that they ought to do, obviously this woman probably was married to the person who died for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Probably
8
those
years.
People. Yeah, well, now, the couple that you're talking about has been married for 8 years. She was married before that, right? And then widow.
Oh, yeah, she'd been a widow for 8 years. Sorry, I read
that. So, I think probably the family of her deceased husband probably became her family. And so, you know, I understand that it makes this guy uncomfortable, but maybe they could talk about every other holidaying with these people or something like that, you know? I think that would be a good thing.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say the exact same thing. Because I have been in relationships where even though you fall out of love or you move on, you know, family members are still, you're still close to and they're still part of your life too. So I totally agree with you. I think they should probably start their own traditions, but like you said, maybe alternate and start new traditions of their
own. Definitely. I think he needs to follow rule number 2 looked up by our research department. Accept everyone, even your wife's dead husband's relatives.
Exactly. Well, we have just helped so many people today.
This is a help. Attention, King World Syndication. We could fill an hour every afternoon when Oprah goes off the air. Do you see how many people we've helped today?
So many people.
So many people.
Did you have any more things that you want to tell us about?
I just want to tell you how I felt when I heard Oprah was leaving. I felt so sad. Kendall, I felt just as sad. As this music.
Oh, me too. I feel sad all the time, Cliff. But it's the holidays, and that's the one thing that makes me happy again.
You know, you can get glad in the same pants you got sad in, you know?
You sure can.
You can.
So if our listeners are having family issues, you know where to go. cliffandkindle.com, facebook.com/cliffandkindle. We're all over the web, cliffandkindle.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
Send us an email at cliffandkindle@yahoo.com, or as always, you can call us to answer the question, or give us any comments you want at 818-3084-FAT. If Cliff's burping is driving you insane, let us know about it.
I think that that's the number one thing that people like about the show.
Yeah.
And I know that makes you sad.
It
makes me sad. Do you have a quote?
I do have a quote.
All right.
Now, the bond that links your true family is not one of blood, but of respect and joy in each other's lives. And that was Richard Bach. And I think everyone should remember that, no matter how bad things are.
That's true.
That you have a link with your family.
That's true, and it's the family that you make for yourself, not necessarily those people you were born with.
Right.
But now I have two quotes, Kendall.
Oh,
the first one is called this. Families are like fudge, mostly sweet with a few nuts. And that was said by an unknown Arthur.
I like
and
it.
And I do too. And the second one is called this, Kendall. It goes, you don't choose your family. They are God's gift to you as you are to them. And that was said by Archbishop Desmond Tutu.
Even if some gifts are a sweater and you're like, ooh.
Even if some gifts you say, oh, you shouldn't have.
I do think it's weird both your quotes were called this. Actually, they are, confusing. Well,
yeah. It is confusing.
We've had so much fun.
Yeah, we are. Now, Cliff, so
next week we're gonna jumpstart the holiday right with our holiday season of podcasts. I want to make sure our listeners tune in.
Oh my God! You know we are gonna do. We are the official holiday podcast.
We are. So, Cliff, take us home so we can join those holiday roads.
Take me home, family road, to a squabble. I'm aware of.
Squabble Awareness Month.
Squabble. Are you aware? I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening.
We love you. We love you. You.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
Whoa. Oh my God. Okay.
I hope you enjoyed this presentation of Cliff and Kendall Classic. I know I did. Yeah, I was here with you the whole time. I was listening with you. I was with you.